Welcome back to Sarah Speaks. It's your host Sarah, and I'm back with another episode for you guys. I hope you've had a positive day. I hope you've had a blessed day, and I hope you've had a wonderful day like I did. But today they cancelled our course dinner, and But guys, today with me I have my friend Cody and Ella. So I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm actually Emanuela Adeleye. I am Sarah's like flowmate, not roommate, like and coursemate though.
Yes, we're all in the same course by the way. Yeah.
Hi guys, my name is Cody. Cody Chima, not Cordelia. People call me Cordelia, but my name is Cody. So I'm Sarah's roommate. I've been living with Sarah for 6 months, and I promise you, I am really trying.
Guys.
So I'm also we're also in
the same department, and we're going through a lot. Please pray for us.
We are. They just cancelled our course dinner. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm emotionally done.
I'm stressed. I'm so confused.
about life.
Guys, it's actually very sad. We planned on eating like
mad people. And you know the funny thing, some people have already done makeup, they have bought clothes, they have done lashes, nails,
and thank God for my lackadaisical attitude.
The way we're so carefree about this whole thing is that we have not wasted such money.
All we wanted to do was go and chop. We didn't want to show anybody our fine face, but like Ella had somebody that she wanted to.
We'll talk about that later. That's not what.
Hello, now to the topic of the year now.
So today, Sarah and Cody and Ella are going to be speaking about pet peeves, guys. Pet peeves, yes, yeah. That thing. Yes, pet peeves. So, personally, I think pet peeves are just like little things that annoy you personally. So, like, it doesn't have to be general, because it doesn't have to be general, it's personal, but like people can have the same pet peeves you get. What does pet peeves mean to you guys?
Okay,
so for me, like Sarah already said, pet peeves are like those tiny things, or like those details that could make you like those details that could like totally like turn you off about somebody. Like maybe you actually like somebody now, and then person just does something, and you're like, that's the end. Like, it's over. We can never be nothing. So that's why I feel like pet peeves are to me.
Ella, baby.
Okay, now, pet peeves add like the, would I say, strange or peculiar things to you that once you see somebody, be it a friend, male friend, somebody that you felt like, okay, we can be something more than friends. But one person just does it, like you're just off, like don't think you can ever do it, that will make you off. Will make like don't give it the ick, like the forget out for me. Like anything person does after that, you're just disgusted, like
because of first thing, like the whole perspective you had about somebody will just change. Like, you do this, you bath and you don't clean after yourself? Wow. So you guys, I'm going to have my friends list out some of their pet peeves, starting with Cody.
Okay.
How about we do it one by one, so like we can
say one each.
Yes.
Okay. So, for me, this is in no particular order actually. It's just anyhow. When you try to prove, like if I'm talking to you and then you're trying to prove that you've suffered more than me, I just like in my head I'm like, person does not even get the point of having a conversation.
Yes. And it's not just that. And the thing about it is a general problem. Like, it's common among Nigerians. I mean, Nigerian, yes, I accept in my coaches. But it's something I try to caution about myself. And I expect other people to do it. But obviously, I know they won't be able to. But like, how can I be talking to you about something like, oh my God, I had a very terrible day. I'm so tired. I'm frustrated. I'm emotionally downcast. And I'm like, and then you're like, I promise you, your day was not as bad as mine. Oh wow, I'm so happy. I'm
motivated.
Best in suffering.
I'm so motivated. Thank you so much. Like, I really hate it. So that's my first thing.
It's very, very annoying. I mean,
are we competing for sadness?
I don't know. Let's comfort each other when we're down. Not that you are making, you know, you're making me feel worse. I see there's no hope again. I beg you.
There's a reason I went to you, and it's not because I want to hear, I've been through worse. I've have been through was. I mean, you can also tell me that, okay, you've been through was and this is how you got through it. Like,
exactly.
Or it didn't get better, but like,
well, now you made your whole problem about yourself.
Tell me that I'll get over it, that you've been through it before and you're fine now. Please encourage me. Not that now all of us get problem. Okay.
Hey, all of us have problem. That's why we're supposed to solve it together. Not that we now.
Not trying to downplay that person's own.
If we start this topic today, another person, please.
And I yours.
Okay, my own is, this one is friendship, sharp. I have a lot of controversial,
let's say, theories about friendship. My own is that if a friend of mine should walk up to me and be like, hello, so some person was saying this thing about you, like a bad thing. I'm like, okay. From that day, my character towards you will just change. Honestly, and I might even go and refer to people that were talking behind my back. Because you as my friend, why would somebody be comfortable enough to talk about me, in your front? Because I think that if somebody should be talking bad about my friend in front of me, it will end up in a fight. And the story I'll be telling my friend, you know, like, are you trying to insult me? And first of all, you are talking about her in front of me. Are you saying that I cannot do anything?
Exactly.
Like, you think I'm weak or something? Like, we really fight it out to them. Like, stop that shit. That's really, if you have any friend that's always coming to gist you about what person saying about you, be careful of that friend though.
Yes,
because they are probably the ones that are going to instigate the gist.
They're instigating the gist.
The people do that shit for different reasons. They might want to come and they think that then supplying the gist about you will make you trust them. Exactly. They don't want to creep into your life and be so close to you. Be careful of them. Somebody's always bringing bad news, never bringing anything good to your side, always gossiping and all. Please, though. Friendship should not be based off of gossip.
Like, if you can tell me like about that kind of thing, as long as that person like is also my friend, like,
yeah,
that person has also told me. So like, maybe the only thing you're coming to do is like, I hope you've heard, like, if it's like a bad attitude of mine and that person has already told me, and then you're now coming, you're like, oh Sarah, you have this kind of bad attitude. So yeah, I'm telling you, I hope you've heard it that you have this bad attitude. And you wonder, somebody I don't even know, somebody that doesn't just know my life problem is like, come, let me just see about your friend Sarah. Are you mad? Are we really friends? No, think about it. Are we really friends?
Because for somebody to be so comfortable saying those things about
me
in front of you, that means something.
That means like the way you actually portray me really as your friend, in quotes, outside.
Like you're managing me.
Exactly.
Sarah, your own job.
Personally.
This is at least long.
Okay, guys. I hate people that cut the line. See, when you cut the line, like, I don't mean like cutting, like, let's say your friend is on a line, like ATM line, food line. I don't mean like when your friend's on the line and then you go in front of your friend. Like, that one, I can do to my friend. Like, I feel like everyone at some point has done that.
Yeah.
But you come from your
room. A bunch of strangers.
You know no man
no
on the line.
No man on the line.
My G.
God.
And Chairman. See, boys, you're listening. This is for you. I'm shaking your table. Go and change.
My
you will not find wife that
chairman.
Way.
My own is that once that's I see God. Any boy that is doing that rubbish, you like there's a line, obviously that ATM line. There's a line, no, some people will just come meet the woman that is doing POS and be half far.
Or they'll meet the guy
and be chairman.
They never
I will never take you seriously because
they never go behind the second person or the third person. They go straight to the
it's the boldness for me, it's the audacity.
The audacity of
the
men.
Audacity,
and women too.
Because a lot of girls do it.
The way that some babes will follow their guy and come out and cut line with
and
them.
They will not, you know, the most
straight up like on cut.
Okay, you've cut the line. Please don't turn back. Let me see. They will turn back. Give you that face that, like, what do you want to do about
it? Yes, I'm with my babe. I'm like,
if not for the God that I serve that has changed my life, I will throw some.
And then I don't know that place line on my
own. An annoying one is this butchery. You guys, our butchery is like a little. Like, search it up, John. It's an English word.
Shock you.
When you sell food, it's like when you sell food and provision
in your
hostel.
Yeah.
You see girls, the ones that think they are the highest caliber, they will just strut in with their big boots to the front of the line and just walking.
Okay.
God, one of my classmates did this one day. I was cursing her in my mind.
Or cursing the life for attendance.
This, you people don't want me to win my heavenly race.
Allow me.
Allow me,
don't tempt me to see, please. Allow me, please.
Grace, you know, said once that there was this girl,
that saw one boy in the line, and no, she chanced the line, and then she was like, he's my brother, so I can chant the line.
And like everybody on the line started shouting. I wish I was there to experience it, because that's something I want. Let everybody show their displeasure. Let everybody show it, so you feel embarrassed. But the problem,
apparently
coconut
the
head.
I have coconut head.
She will still not be embarrassed because she's a big girl. Please.
On to the next. On to the next.
They're horrible.
So my second one, my second pet peeve, which I believe is the general one across all genders, whatever you think you are, is bad odor. This body, your mouth, your body, whatsoever it is you that guys, can smell.
You guys,
please take care of yourself.
Because of like recording, okay, because I wanted to record this episode, I asked a lot of people for their pet peeves. Body odor was like the most mentioned. Everybody hates body odor.
Like, why are you smelling?
Early in the morning?
Exactly. Yeah. I understand this if it's there in the was evening and you've done stuff. And you've done, maybe you've played all those things.
I mean, you've gone for classes.
But like, I'm so sorry. I had this girl, my classmate in secondary school, called Mercy. You will happen. I can never forget. People used to say she used to smell, and personally, I never smelled it. And I won't judge you if I've never actually smelled it before.
Yeah.
So, and this is like as bad as 8 a.m. She was a day student, right? So we're having biology class one day, and my teacher said something about was it body or something. We're talking about obviously body parts, biology, and he was like something about odor. He said something about odor.
I don't know, sometimes I feel like my brain and my legs, they move faster. Like, I've not instructed my body what to do, they've done it.
And like, I don't know how I, he said something about maybe smell your neighbor, how does their perfume smell or something. And do you know what happened to me? And this girl, I don't know if she rose her hand up or I rose her hand up for her, whichever one. And my nose went under her armpit.
Hey!
The blood of Jesus. Do you know that TikTok song? Blood of Jesus. My God. You know, I'm not even joking. I fell on the floor. Like, I was under her. So immediately I smelled. Hey. Bulging.
She was bulging. And this was like maybe 10 a.m.
They were laughing. I was on the floor. Like, when I sat down back, for like 2 seconds, my brain was trying to like reorient or process what just happened to me, because
if you're coming for chop with bad odor, okay,
it's that's it.
I don't even
you
blame
probably
you.
Did not okay, bath.
Okay. let me say this. Okay, so there was this guy now. Me and my friends normally have a place where we sit down during chapel service, and so there was this guy that came to sit down beside us. And he was, is in mass com. Let me even like 100
years in mass com. This Ella likes
calling people out directly. And he sat down beside me. One girl just, my friend just like, Ella, just know that your nose is in trouble today. This boy, I kid you not, he was sleeping throughout the service. Okay, it's another thing if you smell. You don't owe me or anybody sense. But the fact that you don't understand personal space. This boy, he took his Bible. His Bible is like all these big Bibles like this. Put this on my chair. I don't know, because I'm small, and he thinks I can't fit in one chair. That I can take up to half of the space. This boy put his Bible, sleeping, rubbing my body. I was smelling. This boy finally woke up. He was wearing a mask. And this boy opened his mouth to speak. I was like, who farted? I kid you not, I swear to God. Lucky money, I saw my sister immediately after that service. I really ran, so I was like, now you know what I supposed to say. And guess what time our service was? 6:30. So why did you pay to come for Sunday service? You don't even come in an hour of prayer. It's service Sunday. You dress in corporate tax shirt.
And later, later when they say it's time for dinner, you open your mouth and say you want to bring plus one. Plus what?
As in, get a toothbrush at this one.
Jesus, this guy.
My classmates one time for Valentine's Day, they gave one boy that apparently had mouth odor. I don't used to talk to him, so obviously I wouldn't know. They put toothbrush and toothpaste inside like a gift bag and gave it to him as a man.
Kids are
emotional.
Like, I said, because to a point, I pushed, but like, please, don't even
as you should, because what is this issue?
You can't, you are smelling, okay. Let's do that. You know, you want to rub it on me. Are you sick?
What if your smell comes to me?
I didn't want to say, I'm just part that if I even say that it is nice, you have done a lot of work, you should be smelling. You should not be smelling.
I'm not saying you should be smelling.
If I bathe in the morning and I don't bathe in the night and I stay till the next day and I'm doing some stuff and I don't bathe, trust me, if I dress up, you will not even know.
Her.
You will not even know. It's all about hygiene. You don't even have to use the most scented soap. Just scrub your armpits. Well. Scrub well. Take care of your body.
This is me raising up my hand to show that I scrub my armpits. Sorry.
Put roll on deodorant. If you don't, I said deodorant. Deodorant. If you don't get deodorant,
if deodorant is not working, maybe you can actually try deodorant.
You never can try some area on your sponge. Uh-huh.
Or put powder. Scrub that area. We'll make sure you don't brush your tongue. Brush the roof of your mouth. Make sure you're not showing white. Why are you smelling? Why is your mouth smelling? Or you lick Tom Tom.
I'm sorry, you guys. Ella gets very violent. I think it's okay, Ella.
I think about you can rest. It's disgusting. Oh, babe.
It's very, very horrible.
Oh, yeah, now on to the next.
It's you. That was my own. I guess that took over.
Guys, okay. Ella is so pissed about people with bad hygiene.
Oh, my God.
This one is just like, for me personally, I'm sure this one is so personal to me. Let's see. When people over ask a particular question to me, let's say something should happen. Let's say if I was at home now.
Sorry,
okay, let me
see.
Because guys, you're going to lag mad with Ella. So now, I was going to go for, there was this stuff after graduation, SS3, now we normally do it in high school. We wear matching hoodies or matching varsity jackets, and we go to Toyo Park in Port Harcourt and everything. So I was meant to write my online exam for CU that day. So there was no way I could make it, and I had to go and do some things for my prom the next day, my dinner party the next day. So there was even no way I could make it and everything. Okay, I posted on my status that today I'm not coming, I'm writing exam and everything. Some idiots.
Wait.
What did she say? Idiots.
Some bunch of
fools came to me to
come.
I know that they cared.
Surrounded though. About her.
They really cared, but it just pisses me off when people ask, and you might just come and be like, Ayala, what happened? I did not see you yesterday, and I'll just burst out at you. I know it's not a good habit. It's not,
they should lie.
Exactly. It's not something that is good, but I can't just help it. It's disgusting. It pinches me when somebody just be like, Ella, why is it? And the last person or the third person that will come and ask that question, I will just give it up.
Guys, don't forget, this is very personal.
That's one of the pet peeves. My best friend's pet peeve.
I hate people asking me repeatedly the same question.
I don't even blame you.
It's so disgusting. Or, let me say this one before they come out.
Guys, let me do my own before Ella will kill us here. Guys, don't forget, this is personal. Please don't come and attack my Ella, because it's personal.
It's personal.
Are very personal. So my own here is lack of boundaries.
You've stolen my eye.
See, we can talk about this. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure we all have stories.
I know somebody. I know that. God will not allow me to cast anybody, because I know that it's possible that the person that I want to cast is listening to this thing right
now. They should listen to it. Who said
dear,
your papa?
If the shoe fits, please wear it gallantly and change your ways.
And do say that.
Listen attentively.
Guys, people with lack of boundaries are horrible.
I think we should define what boundaries mean so people can understand.
Please, who has experts? Please, sorry. Let's look for the meaning of boundaries.
We may not understand. Boundaries are things you should not do.
Like restrictions.
Restrictions based on your relationship with somebody.
Exactly. Like, everybody should have a boundary for each relationship in their life. You can't have a general boundary. That doesn't make sense. There is nothing like a general boundary. Just like you can't have it's just like saying, okay, you're cordial with everybody. That's different. But when you're talking about boundaries, it applies to each person individually. Because everybody is different. You can't do the same thing for
the same result from them.
Yeah.
I can ask Cody for something, and she might say no. I'm kind of give. But if Sarah should ask her, there's a possibility that she'll say it, because she's Sarah's roommate and they are closer. They share a tighter bond than me and her do. So like
you should be able to accept it. Like,
yes, don't take it personal.
It's maturity to
like now. Personally, I don't use people's spoons and everything. So
guys, Cody has casted herself.
Oh yes, you guys spoke about me the last episode. Yes, I'm the one. I'm sorry, it's just how I am. I don't use people's spoons or stuff like that. And then, so, okay, imagine now, maybe one day, let's say, even mistakenly, if Ella or Sarah use my screen, like, they forget, because, like, obviously, they use, there's nothing wrong with it, it's just something I do.
They use other people, maybe they forget, and they use mine. And then I'll just be like, ah, you guys, my spoon.
I'll still use it, actually. But let me just say, imagine someone that I don't talk to, like, that just enters
someone
my
that
room.
Someone that's just your coursemate.
Like, my random coursemate, or someone that we worship got together in
something called the service unit. Okay, I think I must stop there.
And then you just come to my room and you see a random spoon, and unfortunately this random spoon happens to be mine, and you pick it up and you use it.
See,
I don't care how clean your mouth
your
is. I'm going to be very, very angry, and you'll be like, but I'll wash it. Is that not what Ella and Sarah did? Are you Ella? Are you Sarah?
That's the problem.
It's not even, don't compare yourself.
The fact that it's even you, the fact that you enter a random room, collect something so personal, and
it's like, are you okay?
I know a lot of people share things, but at the end of the day, they are personal.
So if you really want to be like
they are personal, I hope nothing against them. Cozy.
Exactly. Because people have different ways they see stuff.
Exactly. So I'm like, I would personally be very, very angry. I might even throw that spoon away, to be very honest.
In your front.
I would throw it. I'll just tell you, as you have used it, take it. I don't need to take it.
No, I'm wicked. Somewhere like me, I'll break into your front and shoot it.
These are Ella's.
You guys, Ella does wickedness for you.
Please continue about these boundaries. Stuff. I think did you check it?
It was showing us concrete boundaries.
I beg you, down with it.
See, but basically, a boundary is like a division. It's like a gate. Like, there is a gate to my feelings, my emotions.
Exactly.
There is a gate to how I will act. And it's very, like, it is complete wisdom to accept somebody's boundaries.
Yes.
Have your own boundaries. And then accept
another person's boundaries.
Like Ella said, there's like stuff that I can ask Cody for, mm-hmm. but like she can ask, and then Cody wouldn't give her. Like, it shows her maturity that she understands that Cody wouldn't give her this stuff, but she would give me.
I'm so sorry. So yesterday something happened to me. So my earpiece, right? So I was using my earpiece, and there's this friend of mine, my guy, that I used to give my earpiece to and everything. Like, he take it to the hall, he bring it back for me the next day, no problem. So then I was somewhere
yesterday,
and someone, like, I'm cordial with you, I greet you, and this person just woke up to me
like, sister,
I want to use your earpiece.
You know, at first I even thought maybe for that period of time I was going to consider, mistaken for good, I was going to consider giving it to him like there and then. And I was like, I'm going to take it to my hall and bring it tomorrow.
Because you saw another person taking
exactly
it.
Exactly. So because you see me give this my friend, you now believe that I give everybody. No dear, that's not how we are. We are not on that kind of level. We don't relate on that basis. So you cannot expect me to have the same level of, like, share certain things with you because you see me giving another person. Like,
yeah. And that's a mistake that a lot of people make. Like, the fact that you see me do things for people, it doesn't now mean I will do it for you.
That's another problem I have. If I'm teaching, maybe my friends, like, usually I'm not a night feeder. If my friends, like my friend, they need help, I'm going to, like, if I know it's going to stress me, I'm going to help them. Like, even if it's just 30 minutes of my time, 1 hour of my time, I will spare it. But you just woke up to me and like, I want you to teach me. You say what?
I was there that day now.
God. This baby literally walked up
every
to me.
Every time I register, it becomes funnier. Because I know Cody is not a nice
like,
reader.
It's very bad. I'm not
like,
the I
first
know
time. The first time I had an experience with Cody with this thing, I used to know that she was going to teach me. She was like, okay. And I don't know why I didn't set my time. But the time she gave me, I was not around at that time. And like, I came in the night. She was ready to sleep. And I was like, God, I never had anything that Cody.
Like, calmly, because it's not responsibility to teach me.
Yes, if she's teaching,
she's not. I'm not entitled. I'm not entitled to her help. That kind of thing. If she says no, she does not want to teach me, I leave. I move on to the
next.
She not told me that, okay, she's not a night reader, that kind of that. She does not stay awake in the night. And I remember, because every time I come to their hall, my room is open, light is still on, Cody has gone after roll call.
I'm gone 10 p.m.
They have gone to bed, their room is locked,
and
light is off.
And what is annoying is that my friends understand it, so they come to meet me at, like, the thing is even that maybe there's even an emergency and they come to meet me in the night, I will help them because that's the thing, they are my friends. You just
and
walk
then
up
for
to
them
me,
to even come, like, for us
exactly.
to even come, like,
for
at that time,
it means
that
it means it's very, very important. So I just have to so come and help you. And then this babe just walks up to me. I was talking with Ella, like, Ella and I were existing,
and this babe walks up to me, and she's like,
you are teaching me tomorrow. I look like, oh, Miss, such a man. Like, with I'm teaching you. Like, okay, yes, yes, master, I will. I will teach you.
It's not even that.
Let's
leave the friendship aspect now. I know that we are not age, you know, talking about boys like that, but at least our age, you're supposed to be looking at some things we want in our future husband. And
you guys don't even know our age. Sorry.
Okay.
If you tell me our ages.
So now, I hate this thing when a boy will just hit you. Okay. You're trying to be nice and answer. All of a sudden, after, let's say, 2 hours of talking, they start calling you babe.
From where? From where? And I'm a small girl, I'm not your babe. Please,
that's not a boundary.
You know the thing?
Oh, you start.
Yeah.
No, some people. That's the thing. Some people, like, let's say now, like, someone you already cordial with. Let's say someone you talk to on a norm. I can call you, you even DP. Yeah, you know, okay, this kind of person, this person. But, like, there's no problem. Like, maybe that's how you are. But the problem is, I don't know you.
You just
you can't just do that to me because I don't know you.
Babe,
works. So I know you. I obviously know that there's basically like
you're just next to like nothing, basically.
But like I don't know you. You're scaring me. Slow things down, sir.
And slow things down. You know, like I can even date you or something.
So guys, we've unfortunately come to the end of this episode, and like everyone knows, like a lot of pet peeves. Everyone has millions of pet peeves, so we cannot do it in one episode. So watch out for part 2 of pet peeves with Ella and Cody. So today's working thoughts of the day is:
am I overstepping my boundaries?
Yes, you guys should think about that. Is there any way that somebody has looked at you like, why is this one coming to hug me? Or why is this one talking too much near me?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Toot toot. Bye.